Hey y'all, thanks for tuning in to the Pretty Petty Podcast. It's Victoria B, aka Sunny Ray.
What it is, what it ain't. It's your girl Jada.
Here comes the Petty. It's your girl Amber Raquel.
What's up, everybody? It's Miss Shady Boots herself, Dodge. Dating in your 20s. What is dating in your 20s? Because obviously, like, I feel like it means different things for different people. Like, dating could be actually going on dates with people, or some people say dating is being in a relationship, but, like, I don't know. What is dating in your 20s?
For me, dating is going on dates, getting to know someone, just kind of your typical casual, like, what it was back in the 90s or back in our parents' days. You know, like, going out on dates, definitely not shacking up, but...
What's wrong with little shack shack? No.
The fact that you're still using shacking up as a terminology is kind of like somebody grandma.
Hey, we don't do no shack shack. We don't do no shack. We ain't shacking. We're not shacking or shucking. None of that. But yeah, like I was saying, Dating is what it says it is, like going out on dates, getting to know someone, you know, getting to know them, not even on a, you know, whether you see yourself further down the line marrying them or you just for a relationship, just whatever, you know, it's that. It's what people call the talking stage, but there's different levels to dating. Like there's casual dating, there's exclusive dating. Like you can be exclusively dating someone and it's just you and that person and that's it. Or you can be casually dating and going out on dates with different people, entertaining different people, and getting to know different people. Like, I don't think it's a problem for casual dating.
So, if you're exclusively dating someone, does it have to be a mutual thing? Or could you exclusively be dating that person and that other person be casually dating other people?
No, that's called...
How's that gonna work?
That's called play, baby.
I just want to know.
What?
No. Exclusively dating is definitely a mutual, like, both parties are understanding that that's what's going on. Like, you can't be out here just, you can't be somebody and they're not dating you.
That's the one way he's taking the situation bill.
Exactly.
We'll need that.
What do y'all think about, like, dating apps, like Tinder or Hinge or whatever the case may be?
I think that they're interesting. I think that they're definitely not for Black people. Like, Tinder is really difficult in terms of, like, the algorithm. If, like, you really are out here trying to find love on Tinder and you're a Black girl seeking to date another Black guy, it's going to be very hard for you to find someone. Because even if you are, like, for me, I live close to A&T. So during the school year, if I'm swiping on Tinder, a lot of A&T people are going to come up, but way more like UNCG, Guilford College, like a lot of white people are going to show up. So it's going to actually be a lot harder for me to find, you know, someone that I would even remotely be interested in. Hell, it's probably easier to find somebody on Twitter than it is Tinder.
I'm not opposed to them, but I haven't found my husband on a dating app yet. So I'll let you know how it works out. But
right.
I'd rather meet people through people or... You know, we go out, meet people, but yeah,
it's enough for me, dog.
Let's talk about catfishing, because that's a real life epidemic of people pretending to be other people using their pictures. Or I think that's the weirdest thing ever. I personally don't feel like I need to, but I know there are people out there that, you know, maybe aren't as confident in themselves and like. He's just out here stealing people's pictures and shooting their shot. And it's a little bothering.
I think it's very strange that people are still catfishing in 2019. And I also think it's even stranger that people are being catfished in
2019. Exactly.
Like, there are entirely too many methods of figuring out someone's identity. There's entirely too many, like, Catfish has showed, like, if you have watched nothing from the show Catfish, you can at least know that you can easily, like, drag a picture and search it on Google and figure out, like, from right there whether a person is really who they say they are. So, I don't know. I just think it's, ultimately, it's just kind of really strange. And kind of to Jada's point from earlier, I really think it's a mental illness. Like, it's got to be, you have to have way deeper issues and within yourself. Like, it's deeper than just self-confidence and, like, low self-esteem that you're taking someone else's pictures and trying to pose as them. As ultimately, like, scamming people, like, that should be, it should be illegal. Like, that should be fraud. You should be in jail with JT.
You're going to jail, period.
I think my bigger issue is, like, how are you still getting catfished? We have FaceTime, and if you ain't got no iPhone, we ain't texting. Like, I don't understand. Like, how are people still getting catfished? I don't know. But I digress. So let's talk about that transition, like, from school to, like, real life, I guess, like, adulthood. The dating scene is totally different because, like, when you're in school, you know, you meet new people at functions or on campus or from other campuses, and you can pull up or they can come to campus and hang out with you or whatever the case may be. But now it's like, what do you do? Like,
you give it to God, honey. That's what you do.
That's a good question because I don't know.
I think it's honestly the same way you make friends, the same way, just networking, constantly putting yourself out there. So attending events you wouldn't normally attend or finding things that you enjoy. So, like, community service or, I don't know, things like businesses, different stuff like that. I think you just really have to put yourself out there, especially when you're moving to a new city.
I think that dating outside of college, like, in that transitional period is really hard, especially if you didn't, like, you know, immediately transition into full adulthood and you have your own place and da da da. So say, like, in my case, like, I went back home, obviously, because I'm getting ready to go to grad school, so it's a little bit different. So, like, for me, casual dating, it ain't spending the night, you ain't coming over, Netflix and chill. Because we at my mama's house. We can Netflix and chill with her. And you don't want to do that because she's a little crazy. So, you know, it's just a little bit more difficult. You just kind of have to kind of make adjustments. And if it's really, like, if it's a really real situation, then they're going to make it work. Like, for me, the person that I'm entertaining or engaging with, you know, he's in summer school right now at ECU. So that's, you know, 3.5 hours away. So it's a little bit more difficult in terms of seeing each other and stuff like that, but we make it work.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I just feel like it's just really, it is an awkward stage, that transitional period. Like, we actually got to go out on dates. Ain't no more coming up over to the room. We're chilling. Like you said, Netflix and chilling. Like, take me out. Like, we have to go somewhere.
Take me out. Take me out. Period.
But I think that's a good thing, though. Like, I think it forces us to really get to know people and understand, like, are they really the person that you want to be with? Like, because chilling in the room, like, chilling in your dorm room is cool and all. Like, and you get to see one side of a person. But it's also, like, can I take you in public somewhere? Like, that's kind of really important. Do you have basic social manners and skills? Because a lot of these niggas don't. A lot of these niggas out here eating a real meal with a salad fork, looking crazy. And I need to know, like, if I'm about to take you to a professional dinner, you know, later in life, if we get married, am I going to have to take you to an etiquette class before we go? Like, that's important. Just as much as, you know, whether or not you can communicate effectively or whatever.
Yeah, and I think when you get out of college, like, a lot of friendships or relationships come out of convenience. So I think once you remove yourself from that environment, you'll really start to see who is really, like, down for you and really wants to see you after they, you know, worked a full week and still want to hang out with you during the week or on the weekend. So I think once you start meeting people, like, you'll find that person faster. Outside college, you just have to meet the right people.
So do y'all have any tips for people who are out of college and they want to date? How do you meet people? What is your method?
You definitely have to be open to doing things outside of the normal 9-to-5, go to work and come home. Because I mean, you're never gonna meet anyone like that.
Yeah, your husband not gonna break into your house.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work like that. Like, you got, you
know, praying without work is dead. You praying for a man, you on the couch every day. It's not gonna work. Yeah, that's,
I feel attacked.
Victoria, I'm talking to you.
It's real. Like, you gotta do something. You gotta go places. You gotta do things. And going places don't mean you gotta spend $100 to go to a concert, because you ain't about to meet nobody at a concert either. But it's just doing things that you enjoy, that you would also like to find someone who enjoys doing. So like Amber said, you know, say you really are passionate about community service. You going out to the community, go volunteer with some kids. You never know, like, you might meet somebody there who enjoys that same thing. Like, you just kind of have to do things that you're interested in. And also, but that also starts with actually being interested in stuff. A lot of people are actually very boring, flat people with no dimension. And that's also another reason why they're single.
I think also, for me, just kind of growing up, I kind of had to get in my head that the person who I may want may not look like what I want them to look like. Not physically, but like just in my head, you know, we kind of have this thing like, oh, that's my type, like the Saweetie song. But what my type may not be what's best for me. So I'm kind of like taking that to account as well. I'm like, okay, maybe I want a certain type of person, but maybe that person isn't good for me. Maybe I should, you know, get someone who's quiet and in the house and stuff. So,
you know what though? My aunt recently told me, she was like, "You gotta date the ugly boys. That's the one you're gonna marry." The ugly ones, they're gonna treat you right.
They are.
But I disagree, because they cheat too. They trash.
I think you have to find them attractive, because I think that's
definitely
a part of the relationship.
There has to be
to you and his mama. But you know, that's fine. As long as you're happy.
I can't, if I'm not even the slightest bit, we not get into texting. Like, you can't even have my number.
Yeah. You definitely have to be, I do agree with Amber. Like, you definitely have to open up your horizons in terms of, like, you know, your quote unquote type, because now, not saying they got to be like butt ugly, you would never date them in a million years, you don't want to tell anyone about them. But also on the flip side, it's just kind of like, I find myself doing this a lot. It's like, oh, you know, I'm looking at this certain type of guy, and like, I would be having a hard time, like, you know, trying to get with them or whatever, or they would just be trash ass niggas. And it's just kind of like opening my eyes, like, dang, maybe that's God telling me, like, you know, maybe you don't need to be with this person. Like, they're all looks and no, have no substance. Like, it's okay, like, because I mean, we all have our own flaws, but you still have to be attracted to that person. Like, you don't want nobody that you're not even remotely attracted to just because they treat you nice. Like, because then ultimately that just means you're using them. What is this pressure to, like, live up to social media standards of what your relationship should and shouldn't be? Like, what are y'all thoughts on that?
I think it has to do with the whole relationships goal kind of hashtag, and people doing like the things that people think that you should be doing. I guess because there's no guideline or platform or rulebook as to what your relationship should look like. So most of the time, people, when there's not that, people go based off of what they see. So they feel like, oh, if he's not posting me, then he's cheating. Or, oh, if da-da-da-da-da, he doesn't have followers, he's not about anything, which all of those aren't necessarily true. So I think it has to do with, like, representation, but I also think it has to come from, you know, within you. So I think if you're confident in your relationship and you trust that person, then who cares what social media says? Like, it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Okay, so everyone on here is single. Do you guys feel like the pressure from social media to be in a relationship right now, at like the stage of life that you're in?
No,
I wouldn't call it pressure. I don't know. It's like half of my CEO is single and happy, and then the other half is just super married with 3 kids. So,
I mean, I don't feel pressure to be in a relationship, but I do feel like a certain pressure to, like, I don't know, like, to seem happy, I guess. And sometimes it feels like social media kind of, like, the only way that you can be happy is if you're either single and vacationing all the time and living your best life, or if you're in a relationship and living like that kind of best life. Like, you can't be happy and just like be a single working independent woman. Like, I feel like that's kind of like the tone that I get from social media.
Yeah, like if you're single, you got to be single and the biggest boss and the richest bank. Like, why can't I just be single and me?
Right.
Like, the other half of the timeline is like married or engaged. Just like, I mean, to be real, like, there's no guarantee that those relationships are even work. So it's like, we put this pressure on us to like rush, not rush, but like do it super quick. And then, you know, 5-10 years from now, you look around and you're the only divorce friend because, like, you know, like, yeah. So I feel like it's both, it's like two sides to that. So I feel like, I don't know, I'd rather take my time and do it right.
Like, what does that look like?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, but I think that I'd rather wait for somebody who I can really grow with outside of college for me. And just we can really, like, you know, stack our bread, buy property, travel, you know, all that.
Okay.
But I'd rather wait for that than, you know, to just stress myself out for no reason now, you know?
I seen something today actually on social media, and it was saying like that men fall for women where they are currently, and women fall for the potential of a man. And I like never saw something.
Women fall for the potential.
Yeah, it was saying that like men fall for the right now and women fall for the potential. And I was like, that's really true. Like,
I think it's because, like, women are futuristic thinkers. Like, I'm definitely going to analyze and size you up from the time I meet you to see, like, okay, like, are you going to be a waste of my time? Like, are you going to be able to be where I want to be? Because if not, then there's no point of us interacting.
Yeah, but you can't tell the future. Like, you definitely can't tell the future. So even if you think, like, it's been plenty of guys that I thought like, oh yeah, like he really, you know, he has the potential to be this great man. Like, he is saying he wants to do this. He wants to be this agent and this and do this and do that. And it's like, now here we are 3 years later and you are doing nothing that you said you were going to do and nothing that your potential proved, like nothing that your potential said that you would be. Like, I don't know. I don't think.
Yeah, that's definitely happened to me before. So, I mean, I understand you can't, you know, tell the future. But at the same time, I feel like it's natural to see if you would be able, if you even have the qualities to be what I want in a person. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to go into that. That's a whole nother subject.
I mean, I see your point. I also think it's good to, like, you're saying you want to see if someone has the characteristics of what you want in a person. But, like, if they're not showing you that, like, right then, like, right now, like, they're never going to have it. Like, and it's not, no amount of time or growth with a person is really going to make them have those qualities that you want, because you want them and you want them now and you deserve them now. Like, that person just might not be right for you right now, but they may have the qualities that someone else is looking for. So, I mean, I just say don't even put in the time and effort to waste the time with them. Just go ahead and move on to the next.
What do y'all think about, like, with us being women, like, I guess bringing religion into it, because I am Christian, but, you know, some people like to pull and pick different things from the Bible to apply to their lives, but we're not going to go into that. But, like, the whole, like, your husband's supposed to find you. So does that mean that, like, us as millennials, like, this day and age, we're not allowed to shoot our shot as women? Like, we're supposed to wait till the nigga, like, fall in our lap? Because I just need to know. Like,
I don't think it, I mean, you can shoot your shot all day, but that don't mean your shot gonna go in. That's number one. But I don't think that that means that your husband's not gonna find you because you shot your shot with them. Like,
maybe that's how he finds you.
Yeah, maybe that's how he finds you. Like, he could have his head buried in the books or whatever, you know, buried in his bag doing what he's doing and not even be pursuing or looking. And then, boom, here you are. And that's God, like, giving him the nudge. Like, sometimes it might not be, you know, God's going to bless you with the man. Like, sometimes he might push you into that man's direction. So, I don't know. I think it's okay to shoot your shot, but don't be out here being thirsty.
Hashtag don't be thirsty.
Get you a cup, sis. Pour it in there. Relax.
So let's talk about girl code and guy code, because that's very interesting. I think it depends on the friend group, and I don't know, people have different rules. So what is you guys' rules as far as girl code goes?
Don't fuck nobody that I've had sex with. Don't fuck no ex of mine. If I had them, you don't even want them. That's the energy.
To be honest,
period.
You know, that sounds good and everything, and I definitely agree. But in college, that shit go out the fucking window. Niggas do not care about who you fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. And I'm only disagreeing solely because it takes two people to have sex with somebody. So, granted, if me as your friend have told you I had sex with this person or I used to deal with this person, you shouldn't even look their way. So even if they do shoot their shot, even if they do, because ain't no nigga, he walked into your room, took his pants off, put the dick in you and just fell in. Like, it don't work like that.
Oh, you're not in this Me Too movement.
So you have to do, like, you had to have your part too. So it's just kind of like, it just rubs me. Even in college, like, you still have a choice in the matter of whether you have sex with someone. And if you know now, I'm not saying, you know, I kept it a secret, I didn't tell you nothing. You knew what was up and you still chose to do it. It's just kind of like, that is very shiesty to me. And it's against my girl code. So
does it matter the friend association?
Right.
So say you guys are in the same organization, or you guys are friends of friends. So you have mutual friends, but you guys don't know each other. Like,
no. Nah. I think girl code specifically applies to friends. The people who you are close with. Like, you know the girls that you're close with, and you know the ones that are like friends of friends. Y'all only hang out because, like, y'all don't hang out by yourself. Like, you don't sit on the kiki with her. But when y'all are in a social event or y'all are around the total group of everyone, then, you know, it's cool. Like,
so I've been in situations where I've met a guy and I started dating him, but later on I found out that at the time she was my roommate. I found out that she had previously had an encounter with him, but I didn't know her. So I continued to talk to the guy, you know? I think that's fair. That's not breaking girl code. Then
were
I
you and your roommate close or no?
Victoria, were we close?
Freshman year? Yeah. I would say we were close, but we weren't close.
Wait, it was Victoria?
It was Victoria, guys.
Oh.
I was like, wait, what? I was so confused.
Victoria, you start. Ooh, I'm telling
you. No.
No.
Like I said, it's very dependent on the situation. Like, obviously, it's not one blanket, you know, kind of for everyone. But I do think, like, if this, like, say the four of us, if one of us, like, you know, is entertaining a nigga that it's a very strong possibility that someone else in the group knows, I would think that it would make logical sense that you would run the whole facts from jump. Like, this is before you even get too deep, knee deep in there, you putting a toe in it. You need to come back and let niggas know what's up. Because, like, you don't want to, like, you just don't want, honestly, the way I look at it, I don't want at my wedding when the pastor say, if anybody got any objections, I don't need nobody to get up there and say nothing, because now I'm going to have to fight you. It just needs to be that. Like, I don't even need, and I don't want to be out here looking stupid. The same way, I don't want my nigga making me look stupid. I don't want my friends making me look stupid either. Like,
thanks for listening to the Pretty Petty Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Pretty Petty POD. Till next time.